Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
It is Tuesday, so it's another edition of Those Casual Reds. We're brought to you by Belorin & Milliken, LLP. Belorin & Milliken and Shaq Gideon, BNS is what they call their personal injury, wrongful firing, wrongful death. Call them at 747-444-4444. Get their free consultation with a high success rate, like 90-something percent, which is amazing. Call them, get their free consultation. Belorin, Milliken, and Shaq Gideon, one of the finest law firms in Southern California. I feel a little bit off today because I just sat in the traffic for like 45 minutes. But anyway, let's get this thing going. It's time for Those Casual Reds. I got a beautiful panel, a happy panel. Cheese will be in here late. He's on island time, Trinity time, as always. Let me introduce the guys with me. I got my guy, Big Mikey, representing Atlanta, the Oracle. How you doing, brother? How's the daddy life treating you?
Everything's good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, one thing, I don't know how the traffic is in Georgia, but in Los Angeles, it takes your spirit. It takes your love. Takes your positivity, but we're going to get through it. Logan, my brother, L.A. Red, how you doing?
I'm doing well. We'll see how it end of the week we're doing, so.
Yeah, you know.
It's the holidays.
It is the holidays. It's a funky time, and there's a lot of people on the road texting at the same time. I really got beef with driving. I wish I had, like, lasers underneath my car so I could just blow people up. Is that violent?
No, that's not. It's all good.
Jeremy's in the studio. Yo, I mean, my up, man, Jerm. Up? Good to see you.
Hey,
back
good,
in the
good
studio.
Good to be back here, man. Hey, that's that LA traffic, Casey. And just like Kendrick said, don't say you hate LA if you haven't traveled past the 10. So you already know
don't
how that LA traffic. You already know how that traffic is.
Yeah, that's real. And you know, I'm a person. I don't like when people tell me they're late because of traffic. Because I'm like, it's not an excuse in LA. You should know there's going to be traffic.
Yep.
Yeah, that's what I get for trusting ways and all that. So, guys, it's time for some United talk. Ruben Amorim has had his first game under his belt. It was a 1-1 draw versus Ipswich. I thought Ipswich was very organized, but, you know, we all went to this match. We were saying crazy scores like 3-1, 3-0. I think I said a 3-2. But then we forgot that these players have to play. But it's hard to judge, you know, this team because these are not going to be the guys. We all know these are not going to be the guys. But one thing Ruben Amorim told us we're going to see an idea of what he wanted to do. And I saw ideas of that. It just didn't look like it was moving quick enough and did look like guys were thinking too much. But, Logan, give me your thoughts on the match and what you think going in. What do you expect? What did you get out of it? And what did you think can be done better? That's a lot of questions.
So I think we all got real excited, maybe a little overexcited. I did write down two things, silver linings wise.
All right.
But I heard this during the broadcast. Ipswich has only lost 3 of the last 9 in the Premier League, and they just beat Tottenham 2-1. They're not that bad of a team. And the other thing I wrote down is, remember, we were talking about getting McKenna for a while there. It's not like he's a bad coach either. So I don't think that tie is as bad on paper as it seems. I think we came in with very high expectations. And during the broadcast, they said he's only had 2 training sessions with the full team because of the international break. So, I mean, I thought we had spurts where we played very well. Started second half, we played really well. Did some things right. Moving forward, Casemiro Eriksen. Don't know how that's going to work in the middle.
It's Eriksen not going to work.
So, yeah, there's positives, flashes, but there's a lot of frustration, too. But, as I said, early days for the coach, I feel like.
Yeah, I think the first thing you touched on, or one thing you touched on that I agree with, is the midfield. When I saw that, I was like, there's no legs. And Kieran McKinnon is doing a great job with Ipswich. They're highly organized. They're a tough team to beat. You know, it was really a tough match for us to go into, if you think about it. Because they were going to come at us. They played well. They were tough to break down, and they kept fighting all the way through. So that's more respect to them, you know. And when I was watching that match, I felt like he did the best job he could do is what he had to work with, you know. Jeremy, what's your thoughts?
My thoughts right away: Casemiro and Eriksen. That should not be a pairing that's going to give you a recipe for winning success consistently, especially in the Premier League. Especially the way that Amorim wants to play. He wants to have midfielders that are ball-winning midfielders, energetic midfielders that are box-to-box. And respectfully, Eriksen and Casemiro are not that anymore. Eriksen, I don't think he was ever that. He's a great passer. Casemiro doesn't have the legs. He still has the passing ability, but he doesn't have the legs to be able to play in this Amorim system consistently to be able to thrive and succeed. Also, center backs, we got to give kudos to Evans, but at the same point, he shouldn't be a regular starting center back at that left center back position. He doesn't have the legs either. There were moments he was getting caught, and that's because he doesn't also have those legs to be able to cover the ground that Amorim needs those center backs to cover. And two of the positives is my keeper. Mike already knows. He saved us right there. Onana, with that save, Onana, got to give him big ups to him. And Ahmad, what a bright, bright young future he has. Ahmad, he's just a baller. We were mentioning it earlier. His game, he just has a maturity about him for being such a young player. And I think it has to do with him being loaned out, playing in the championship. Yeah. His game for being such a young player, he's so much more mature. The way he has his spatial awareness with his body, the way he's able to kind of manipulate defenders, he doesn't have that blazing speed, but he's able to almost like a, I know I'm throwing out some different type of sports terms, but like a Kyrie Irving, where he's able to just maneuver his way in tight spaces. And because of him, we were able to get that goal. So those are my takeaways from the game.
Some great points, man. I know I was messing around with Mikey today about Onana, but That point was earned by Onana. I'm just going to give him props. Mikey, he, to me, has changed. I call him a shot stopper now. You know, he's magnificent. I think the coach gave him kudos. He's like, when you have a goalie like that, you know, you got to give respect to our goalie. I'm so impressed with him. I'm so impressed with his mental strength because, you know, he had it tough early. And we were like, some of us was like, man, bring David back. And I'm going to put my hand up, Mikey. I was one of those. Bring David back. But he fought through it. He has the character. He has the he's a leader. And I think he doesn't play with fear. And that's what I like about Onana. So salute to Onana. Mikey's guy. Mikey's been on him. Logan, Mikey's been sporting back in Onana from the beginning. Even when he was having the tough times, he's like, just you guys chill out, relax.
Before Mikey says anything, it's safe to say that Onana has lateral quickness, right?
Oh,
to be able to get to that ball.
Oh my God, that's a good one.
You know, he's black. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't think black goalkeepers can.
Logan, that was a joke before you came out here. It was a bad joke. Who's a goalie coach made a comment. I don't know if we should even talk about it.
Nah, it was just a little insider thing, but let's kick it off to Mikey. Let's let him take.
On your first day at work, you know what I'm saying? You're going to mess up. You're going to get it wrong. And, like, that's what happened to Onana. Onana got it wrong a bunch of times. Granted, he got us put out the Champions League, right? But also, we didn't score enough goals either. So it's a mutual thing, right? I didn't give up on the guy. It's kind of crazy for people. But some of the things I was seeing were just silly. It was just silly. And people just forget. everybody thinks like, yo, you have this problem with David De Gea. I don't have a problem with David De Gea. David De Gea is a club legend. But the last 2 years he was here, it was terrible. He led the league in errors, leading to goals. Like, by far. He gave the ball to City 9 times directly from free kicks. 9 times from goal kicks.
Don't forget a couple of those Europa League games.
He blew the Europa League by he whiffed on the penalty after their goalkeeper made theirs. Okay? That's why I was on him. Onana's a whole nother story. He could pass, he could shot stop now. It's amazing when you don't have 40 shots coming at you that you're able to stop a few. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the difference. We don't have 500 shots. The guy was averaging like 20 shots at him a game.
25.
So when you shore up that defensive those defensive responsibilities and don't put the goalkeeper under so much duress, he'll make a save every now and then. You know, and then you got guys like Dennis Cusick every 2 minutes. Well, he's never going to be De Gea. It's like, okay, calm down, MAGA. I get it. You don't want him in the goal. It's okay. But he's here to stay. You could go cry with DDG them in Fiorentina. Go learn.
Okay. You're going too far now.
I ain't going too far.
But, oh,
come
Jesus.
Come out on Thursdays. You can say what you want on Thursdays.
No. We're not. I just don't want that David the hair bashing. This is a non-love time. I'm just joking with you, Mikey. Cheese has made it in.
Cheese, what's up? You right on time.
Yeah. First of all, happy 13th anniversary to my wife.
Oh, that's beautiful. Oh.
All right.
Shots fired. That's beautiful.
I don't know what the conspiracy is, why they don't want to let me in the building every Tuesday.
I don't know. I don't know. It's tough.
I thought you were going to blame it on LA traffic, but no, you lost that excuse once Casey made it on time.
I was going to blame it on the rain. I was like, okay. That little bit of rain sprinkle, nobody.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah, do that.
Do y'all live far?
No. I'm actually 6 miles away.
Casey's and it took the one me 40 that lives minutes. The closest.
6 miles and it took me 40 minutes.
At least the weather's good, huh?
I'm over 20 miles out of here. And to maybe you out in Georgia, that's a lot. But in L.A., yeah, it's just the traffic.
Yeah, we
20 miles is a lot.
When you plan things in L.A., you have to consider what time of day, and either you're going to be an hour early or you're going to be 20 minutes late. And that's how it goes.
We don't go based on miles. We go based on how long is it going to take you time-wise.
And if you got to go through downtown and any events going on, you might as well chalk it up. So let's talk about some positives, though, and negatives. Player wise, Ahmad to me should be. I'm gonna say something crazy. I think Ahmad is better than Bruno. Ahmad can do a lot more than Bruno can. I saw Ahmad fight off 2 guys.
Man, damn.
I saw Ahmad fight off two. Could Bruno. Okay, you. Let me ask you a question.
Every week you do this.
What did I do?
You do this every week.
What?
Somebody does something good in a game. And
No. But Ahmad,
entire past.
You guys got to give props. Ahmad has been showing glimpses of this
since preseason.
Yeah,
since he's been on loan. Like, come on, man.
I love you, Casey.
But he's better than Bruno.
I love you, Casey. That sounds like an ESPN take, but I get what you're saying, though.
Listen, his
Logan. He's okay. Better than Bruno.
No, absolutely not.
That's your boy, too. Come on.
Okay, I'm gassing him up.
He's not better than Bruno, but he might play that right wing cutting into the middle better than Bruno can.
Bam.
Bruno looked a lot better when he dropped him to center mid with Ugarte.
So you guys like Ahmad on the right wing versus that right attacking mid?
I thought the right side was better than
the right side. The right side was so
like,
good.
I thought Bruno, Ahmad, Mazwari, like they were clicking and like they were getting whatever coach was feeding them. Like those three were on it versus the left side. I feel like Delo was by himself because he's got Evans behind him. I was just like, yo, you just don't have the legs for it, man. You legit do not have the legs for it. And then maybe Garnacho in front of him, maybe Rashford sometimes. But it's just like, I just feel like the left side was not working as well as the right side in whatever system we were trying to play.
The left side, I feel it wasn't working a lot of the time, like you said, because of Evans not knowing when to step up and leaving Casemiro kind of on an island on where he should go forward or go back. So he was caught in between. So then that left Dalot as well vulnerable. And the fact that he's a right-footed player, so he has to catch the ball, right? And then have to adjust his body to be able to hit it inside with his strong foot. So that also attributes to our left side not being as productive as the right side because, I mean, Ahmad, like we said again, we can't say anything better about him. He's been a baller this season. And the fact that he can adapt, he can play multiple positions, not just that right wing, but he can also see him playing, like we mentioned, as a 10, Mikey. You can see him playing in a 10 or on the wing, right wing spot, and you can see him flourishing in both of those positions.
Can you see Bruno flourishing in those two positions?
I can see Bruno more flourishing in a 10 and a deeper midfielder position, but not in a wing.
So you're saying that Ahmad has more range than Bruno?
No, Bruno, don't get me wrong. Bruno can play more as a deep playing midfielder, a forward playing midfielder, and also as a false nine. So you see different positions that Bruno can play also, more so in the middle of the pitch. I'm not saying that Ahmad is better, but Ahmad has a little bit more speed to play on the wing and as a 10, as opposed to Bruno just kind of maneuvering in the middle of the pitch more so.
Let me rephrase what I said. I think Ahmad needs to be more of a focal point in our team than, like, if Bruno's important, Ahmad should be just as number two important. And then once we see Kobe and all those guys, Ahmad is, to me, he's a lot stronger than I thought he was. Because what he did for Rashford didn't deserve that goal.
The thing is, he's direct. That's what everybody likes. He's a direct player. He's going to go at a guy. He's going to try to beat them.
Yeah.
You know, and he has like kind of that shifty. He's not like super fast, but he does have a little bit of pace. He's deceptively strong, and he could drop the shoulder on you easily, get around you. So it's like people kind of know that now. They know that's in his game. He's a lot to handle on that side, that right-hand side. And he was getting up and down. So like, and he could put in a cross. Like, he could cross. He could do everything pretty much that's asked of him. And that's why I wasn't surprised when Rashford slotted that away. I've been saying this about Ahmad for a minute. Like, he needs more game time. Just because he's performs bad in one game and then comes back, we still need to play him. He's been here long enough. He knows he's playing under a bunch of managers now. He knows what he needs to do, and he wants to be in the team. So, like, kudos to him, bro. Kudos to him. Shout-outs to him. But Eriksen and Casemiro can't happen again. Mm-hmm. It just can't. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I just don't think they work together. And they're both kind of losing. They're losing it, but Eriksen's way losing. But he can handle the ball, so I get why they try to put him there. He can handle it. And the passing is better, but it's like,
they're not press resistant players.
Yeah. One thing about Ahmad, you got to say, he has mental toughness because what he's gone through.
Still talking about Ahmad.
With Erik ten Hag, the fact that we see the way he's playing now, Ahmad, and for him to be on the bench for a lot of those games.
Yeah.
If me as a baller, you know that, damn, I'm on the bench? When you putting them in to play coach? That says a lot about his mental toughness as well.
Logan.
Rashford's a bum.
Logan. Tell me about Garnacho at the left, number 10.
I think he did a lot better at that left number 10. And this is one thing I wrote down about the game. Garnacho's really going to have to work on his passing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where he'd take one, two extra touches just because you could tell he wasn't confident, just checking back hard and then laying it off. And I think Amorim's system, he's going to have to learn to do that. Ten Hag system, it was just get the ball out wide and let your wingers run, which he did great at, which is why he played a lot better at that left wing 10. But going forward, that's something I can see him needing to work on.
Agreed.
I thought he struggled at that left 10. I think we have guys that – more guys can do that. I think our offense is not even close to – let me check that. I don't think our lineup is even close to where it's going to be because once you put guys like – so many people are riding on Mason Mount right now to be a big part. And I get it. If he was at that left hand, I get it. But
talking about Garnacho, right?
Really? Mason Mount
got in the game, right? Got bullied off the ball and almost gave up a goal.
Someone told me to kiss my ass because I said Mason Mount didn't do all that.
As soon as he got in the game, he got mushed off the ball and the ball went in and it was almost a cutback for a goal towards the end of the game.
Can't you attribute that a little bit to rustiness? not being as game fit?
You're asking Mikey?
Yeah, I'm asking that to Mikey.
I don't rate Mason Mount as a player. Everybody likes to talk about how good Mason Mount is. That was 3 years ago at this rate now. So, like, he was Chelsea's best player. This was 3 years ago now, guys. Like, how long are you going to hold on to that? Yes, Rashford scored 30 goals a season and a half ago now. Like, and he hasn't been able to do it now. How long are we going to hold on to what people have done in the past?
Gotcha. What about, though, Mason Mount wasn't in the beginning of the season. This season, I remember he was really good as one of the first players to press when Ten Hag was asking him to be one of those midfielders up front and be energetic.
Think about what you're saying. He's good at pressing. Ooh, yeah. Wow. Running and doing what you should do.
I think Mason Mount shouldn't be asked to do too much defensive stuff.
Manchester United.
That sounds like standards have been dropped.
Standards have been dropped. Standards have been dropped. I don't think Mason Mount needs to be playing too defensively. I like him to be more of a creator and of attacker. It seems like that'd be more of his role. But I don't know. So we all admit that Casemiro and Eriksen can never happen again.
And Evans.
Oh, real quick. Yeah. Big up Luke Shaw. Big up Luke Shaw. Came back. Had a decent game. Big up Luke Shaw.
I don't know how to feel about that.
I know. Luke Shaw, I see. You guys see him as a left wing?
He came a long way to come back from injury, so yeah. That's why I'm giving him a little shout out there.
The thing with Luke Shaw, I don't know if you, Logan, or Mikey can also comment on this. One thing that Amorim likes about his players, as we've seen, is playing multiple positions. So you can see Luke Shaw playing at that left center back and also as a left wing back.
I feel like that's his future.
So that's the reason why Amorim, I'm assuming he's going to pick him for some of these games.
So shout out to Mazraoui. He did an excellent job.
Baller.
I mean, there's good guys there. I mean, this next match, I guarantee we're going to see a whole different lineup. Because you got to get guys going. I'm surprised. I want to see Lenny, you're a player. We got to get Kobe getting his feet getting together. Ugarte is going to start. It's just a matter of who's going to play with Ugarte, you know? And our attack is so – let's talk about our forwards. We have the shittest – and I liked what one thing Ruben Amorim did after the game that was amazing.
Don't fall into the trap, Casey, because you're gonna.
No, he did constructive criticism of those guys immediately, and I love that. He said, "Joshua," he said, spoke about Zerski, and you're a number nine. You need to be in the box. What are you doing? I love that. He get on Garnacho. He said Garnacho likes to hold the ball up in the middle. We need him to change his thoughts, and he spoke on, who else he spoke on?
He didn't speak on Rasmus.
Someone else he said by name. Bruno. He said Bruno wants to do the long ball, and he can't always do the long ball. And I thought that was admirable of him.
Magic pass.
He put it out there, let the country of Christian be out there, and his guys are going to be like, how do you react from it? We got some stuff here. Some people, 1870 United fans will say, Casey, Logan, where are y'all on Sunday? That's not your business. Bandito said Mikey's basketball vid is mint.
It is mint. Shout out to Mikey. First of all,
let's talk about that.
How did we
appreciate that.
Not speak on that?
Yeah, how did we not? Mikey,
how did you find that?
How did you find that?
How many hours did that take?
Logan, did you see his basketball video?
No, I didn't.
Oh, we got to get Logan off the show. He's off. No, I'm joking.
Logan, are you following 1878 United Fan Zone? If not, please follow us and hit that smash like button.
Let's talk about that, Mikey. I'm sorry, we're going to change. What? How does your brain work? Where did this idea come from? I didn't even know we had a Manchester United basketball team. I'm trying to find a jersey.
We barely did.
You will not find it. I found one, and they want an arm and a leg for it. I was going to buy it.
How much they want?
They want like $3,000.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, so yeah, bro. Like, if you look at those casual reds, I do. That's what I do. I do video essays about obscure facts about the club everyday people don't know, right? Especially like us here in America. We weren't privy to watching them play against Real Madrid in Eurobasket, but they did. You know, they played. John Amici in the video, I reached out to him to be on the video. His first start was against Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? Like they played like high level competition and had real guys from Manchester playing basketball. But Sir Alex is the reason it went to shit. Sir Alex was like, nah, we can't do that. We can't have. I had more to add to it, but a lot of it was like, it wasn't like Sir Alex said some stuff that about it, but I didn't want to put it out there because what I've also seen now that like a lot of people are reaching out that were on that team or like have knowledge of it. And they're like, why didn't you say the stuff of what Sir Alex said? I'm like, nah, I'm not touching that.
I get it. We get it. It was a different time.
In so many words, Sir Alex did not want that team to exist. But yeah, thanks for watching, bro. I appreciate it. And I got more stuff coming.
That's amazing. That's amazing stuff. So who are we playing Thursday? Bodo Glimt?
I read the name a million times and I still don't understand it.
Bodo Glimt.
Yeah.
Does anybody know anything about this team? Logan.
Is that two teams?
Is it two teams?
I don't know much of anything about this team.
But we got to win, though. We will win.
Will we?
I mean, you
got to. What country is that even from?
See?
Bodo Glimt.
None of us know what country that's from?
No.
You guys.
I've seen them before in this tournament. I wouldn't say I'm like well.
Norway.
Yeah, I'm not well like up on them, but I've seen them before in this tournament.
Four-time Norway champ. Shout out to Mike Lorente for that.
I mean,
that.
That's our
damn, that's
Mandito is Mandito. On it. Damn. It's crazy.
That's why he needs to be on the show.
Yeah. Whenever you need a lifeline on Manchester United, deep dives.
I would definitely be like,
Mandito, as soon as the video dropped for the basketball video, Mandito showed me a pin that they made for the basketball team. As soon as. I'm like, my God, bro. Like, you're just a library.
He's a library. It's crazy. It's sick. And
they're not slouches in their league. They're going to give us a good game. I mean, bro, we've had pretty much good games against people we're supposed to beat, right? Because we're big, bad Man United from the almighty Premier League, the greatest league in the world. It's the NBA. It's the NFL. So we should beat everybody, right? They're going to give us a good game.
Well, yeah, everybody who plays us gives us their best. And if they're organized, one thing we know about if you play Manchester United pre-Emery, if you're organized, you give it an effort, you will beat us.
Yep.
So
if you score on us early, or if you score at any level of this game, heads will drop, and these guys will capitulate.
Casey said,
"I don't know now under Emery."
Mandita, why would you say that? He said, "Casey said I'm too boring."
He keeps saying that too. He keeps saying he said that, and I'm like, bro, no.
He keeps putting smut in my name like that. I never said that. Mandito thinks. You know what he does? He hears me talk. He's like, I can't do this. I can't. This dude, his back, his knowledge is crazy. His memory is bad. I think I piss him off sometimes because when he's be talking to the bar, he's like, can I speak? I'm like, oh shit, excuse me, I'm too lit. But anyway,
he's gonna do the you setup for us.
So yeah, all good. He's gonna do the you setup, and then So, lineups. Who do you expect to play this week? Who would you play Thursday?
Who's healthy?
Yeah. Everybody's healthy.
That's a good question. Is Kobe healthy? Is Mano healthy?
Because they didn't play last game, and I thought right, they were healthy.
Yep. Martinez not healthy?
He's the one that's not healthy.
I mean, I know Ugarte didn't play because he just got back late from international play.
He's starting, right?
He should be.
Ugarte's starting.
Is Rasmus
like
starting
Ugarte
at a 9?
Bruno in the middle.
Yep. Say that again? Logan?
Oh, I see Ugarte Bruno to start in the middle.
And who would you put as your 10s then if you got them in the midfield?
Hoyland, Rashford, Garnacho.
Whoa. Where are you putting Rashford?
Left.
I know I was bugging today supporting Rashford, but the thing was scary.
The thing is scary
about Marcus Rashford. I truly believe that game was him working hard and giving his best effort. He's not going to be the player we all thought he could be. I think we need to move on from Marcus Rashford.
You think we need to move on from Marcus Rashford?
I guarantee he's not going to be there within the next 2 years.
All these words. You're just giving Mikey more fuel.
Yeah, Mikey feels the same damn way.
Remember what we talked about a few weeks ago?
Mikey feels the same damn way about Rashford.
Welcome aboard, brother. We love to have you.
Exactly, Casey. You're finally over here.
I posted something today showing that Marcus Rashford has better numbers than Mo Salah, and people got at me, but like, what are you doing?
That was fake. That wasn't real. That was Photoshop.
Was it really?
Yes, it's Photoshop. He doesn't even have 175 goals. He has 136 goals.
That was including his friendlies and his
unprofessional.
Logan said including his friendlies.
Fake news.
I've just banned myself from posting for about 2 weeks.
That's why I was like, bro, the guy said Mo Salah. I said, don't even look at Mo Salah. We don't even, as United fans, Mo Salah scored more against us than any other player. Yeah,
facts. Facts.
Like, just under Ten Hag.
We just keep quiet. Keep ourselves quiet when it comes to Mo Salah. Talk about anybody else.
Yeah,
he
no,
never
Mo Salah yeah.
scored against us. And then
he's a straight G.
It don't matter. At Anfield, at Old Trafford, he's going to score against us. Oh. It's book it.
Yeah, he's a G. I don't like the big up them type people too much, but he's a G. And I mean Scousers, he's a G. Yeah.
I mean, getting back to this game on Thursday, shouldn't this be a perfect game for Amarim to try a few things? I mean, obviously you want to respect the opponent.
I think he's seen enough of Evans, Erickson.
Cass.
Are you hearing him, though, when he's saying, like, yo, we're going to suffer? We're going to have to suffer.
What he meant? Go ahead.
Like,
go ahead,
Mikey. It's going to be bad. It's going to get worse before it gets better. So it's because he's trying to implement something. So it's like, I don't know how much of that is him saying, telling people, like, yo, buckle in because, like, these guys are ass.
Yeah.
Or he's saying, like, it's going to take a while to implement my style because my style is pretty intricate.
Yeah, and then most of our coaches.
I like that. I like that because he's keeping it real. He's keeping it a buck with the fans and the players that this is going to be worse before it gets better. And not just saying we played well, giving that whole Erik ten Hag speech. Players played well. We deserve to win. When you saw what your eyes balls, what you saw on that pitch. And I think there was a stat out, too, on one of the analysis on Manchester United. I saw a video on that we ran almost a second lowest kilometers this weekend. And Amarim's system, you have to run. You got to run. So that attribute, I mean, those comments ring so true. This is going to get worse before it gets better. We're going to suffer.
Yeah, and because he's not going to divert from his plan. And he's like, you know, a lot of our coaches have come in and said, well, we're going to make it simpler for these guys to get better, to feel comfortable. He's not going to make them feel comfortable. If you don't like it, get up out. But I think when you add guys, I think Lenny Earl should be able to play. I don't know. Is he healthy? He's supposed to be healthy. Mount's healthy. What's the guy's name? Malacia. All those guys need to play. Because who are we playing? Photo Glint? Bodo Glint?
Yep, them. Same one.
Rude Boy Glint?
Show them respect.
Yeah, I know. You know I'm bad at that, Mikey. I disrespect teams in other leagues. I do.
Bandito just put out a damn Bandito with these.
He says, Boda will rotate at OT. They have a must-win match in the league Saturday.
How sad is that?
So he's saying
we're not the priority.
Yeah, so we're not their priority. That's what he's saying.
Bandito,
it's
just Man United.
He just said we got
bigger game in Norway.
Damn,
so rude.
But we got to respect the opponents, though.
We got to respect them.
Well, not necessarily we got to respect them. Our coach needs to find out who's
lose.
The guy.
We'll still lose to that rotated side.
Oh, do not say that. Mikey, that would be so sick to my stomach if that happens.
I can't believe Bandito just told us that. I feel disgusted now.
I'm actually more nervous now.
Yeah, now I'm really nervous.
Why is that? Because you can see us having a 1-1 tie?
I mean, look, this is our DNA, bro. You know what I'm saying? This is our DNA. I mean, listen, that goal with Ipswich, that was a wonder goal. That came out of nowhere. It took a deflection.
Was,
you know what I'm saying? But there should have been more goals following that for Ipswich.
They looked, our goalie.
They looked more dangerous towards the, you know, that part of the game. And then they kind of capitulated and then we had control. But, like, they could have went up at least two more goals, bro. So, like. But that's the level of competition we're dealing with. We're having a hard time with. Why can't Bodo Glimt give us a hard time? Why?
Is it at Old Trafford?
Norway?
Yeah,
it's at Old Trafford.
Shit, we did.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're about to be like world class Barcelona.
These guys ain't never played at Old Trafford before. They finna bring baby moms, girlfriend, mistress, all of them coming to watch play at United. And they finna give it all they got.
Keeper's gonna stand on his head like every time.
Yep. Bandito said a draw at OT against a against Plummer and the school teachers.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so this is crazy. Because he just put a whole different flavor on the game now.
I mean, he gave us perspective on what we should be looking for on Thursday. I mean, the game. The fact that this Norwegian, you know, looking to be on top of the league or whatever they're going for, we're not Manchester United, that priority.
It would ruin my whole Thanksgiving.
And the fact that we're not the priority.
On Thanksgiving.
I don't. Someone block Bandina from talking to me.
But hey, our coach didn't say that. We're going to suffer.
He used the word suffer, too. That wasn't like, oh, we're going to struggle. We're going to suffer. We cannot suffer
again. I think he said that because he saw the players on the pitch against another team.
I know, right?
It's going to take a while.
I know. He was like, these guys are fugazi.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, this, to be real, now that we have the new manager, we can go back, just like how we did with Ten Hag, we can go back and say, look at the players now. We got to put the onus on the players now. Players have to perform. Players have to listen. They have to do a job. Rashford can't just be walking and sulking around. It's not going to work. But we know you scored, but you can't just turn off the damn game now. You know what I'm saying? It's just these guys have to perform now. We got the whole new contingent of guys that want to play a certain way. They have to react to it, or they have to go too. I'm not blaming the manager, bro. I'm going to give him 18 months.
No, you can never blame this manager.
You can blame him once he starts. If they underperform, you can blame him. If there's, like, stupid tactical things that's going on, like Ten Hag used to go defensive when we were up. We'd be up a goal, and he'd go defensive. And I'd be like, Ten Hag, drop your balls, bro. Go after the best defense is an attacking offense. Go after them. Go get the third and fourth. What are you doing? And he would go defensive. That's why we lost against Chelsea. But we were up 3 goals. That's when I gave up on him.
Yeah, that's exactly when you gave him. It was a Chelsea match. You know what? You know what? You speak the truth sometimes.
All the time.
I think this coach is already doing difference because with just an Onana. Yeah. Onana, he did what? Maybe 2 or 3 long balls. And he's like, you know, Onana's changed his game. What I like is he knows what he's got. He sees these guys. Like, Ugarte has to be there because we need guys pressed with Kobe has to be there. Malasia, I don't like saying his name. But I don't like to see Mazzarri at the center back. You figure he's going to be.
I kind of like him there, man.
That's where Lenny Yarrow's going to play.
I mean, you got to ease into it, though. He's, boy, like 18, 19 years old. You don't want to just plug him in there and Manchester United over here. And we got a world of expectations.
Our coach says if you're good enough, you're going to play.
I understand that, but you also got to ease
him in. He's brought academy people through.
You just got to ease him in, though. Ease him in. Let Mazraoui play there once in a while. I mean, you got other center backs in there you can plug in.
I mean, this next game against Norway's finest is where Lenny should play.
Yeah,
this is a game that you bring out a Lenny Euro, let him get some minutes in, with all due respect to the opposition. But Lenny Euro is supposed to be a generational talent. We need to see some of that generational talent now. You're healthy. We'll give you 20, 30 minutes to get on. Cool. I'm with that. I'm with Malasia. If Malasia is healthy.
Yeah, why can't Malasia play against Boda Glink?
Give us 20 minutes. I think he could be a right wing back. I think that's his position.
Who?
Maybe even Malasia.
A right wing back?
Right wing?
I thought he plays left
wing back.
Okay, I feel you on that.
He could play left wing back, Malasia. I think he could get up and down. Bro, the thing is like people forget Malasia was getting after it a lot. He was playing like he wasn't lights out. But he was getting after it very young, getting up and down that left side, attacking, has pace, and the it was end product he was missing. But the guy was pretty doing okay. He was okay. His injury what took him out. Now it wasn't him not getting picked. So
you can say that this system fits Malasia's style of play a lot better, where you could use pace, athletic ability, running, and you don't have to be. I don't know what Ten Hag was doing anymore.
He wasn't making use of his pacey players.
He didn't like Ugarte and Ahmad. But let's not do that. So, we got 10 minutes left.
Scoreboard. score prediction.
I want y'all to.
Damn. Oracle of the week.
Let's
no
go.
No one with... got it last week.
Nobody's won it. Nobody's
way off. Logan, last week. So what we do score predictions, and if you win it, you're the Oracle of the week. People were saying 3-1, 3-0. I said 3-2. What'd you say?
She said 5-0.
5-0.
You're smoking milk. You're smoking milk. You're smoking Similac. It's crazy. But anyway, that's crazy.
He wants some of that. Like,
yeah, I know. That's
he
crazy.
He got himself like, yo. I better stop that.
Let's go through a lineup that you want to see. Okay, let me see what's good. He says, oh, wait a Bandita says Onana has really turned it around. He has, and I'm not gonna front.
He put Shamble Square is already full of Boda fans.
Oh wow! United 2-1 over Everton.
They're high. They're ready. They're ready, bro. You know what? That's the part of the game I like, bro. I like this competition for that reason. A lot of these guys get to play against us, big us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Never get a chance to play at Old Trafford or come to Old Trafford. So that part of the competition I like. Because, like, just imagine, we're spoiled, right? We're spoiled big six guys. We don't know what it's like to be small, right?
You're right.
We're big. So, like,
whoa,
when we go somewhere, it's like, oh, it's Man United. Yeah, they're coming in. It is what it is. But just imagine being that small club. You normally don't get to play, and you're going and playing at Old Trafford on a European night. That's got to be great, bro.
It's crazy when these away teams have more respect for our heritage and our history than some of our players do.
Some of our fans.
Yep.
Our fan base is crazy right now. It's crazy. I feel some people. I saw some people actually talking bad about our new coach already.
Already, Amarin out already.
Not out.
But
they were saying there's no difference between him and Eric.
That's just social media though. Exactly what Mikey's alluding to. I caught some your show. And you did mention a lot of those fans on social media are young kids, just trolling, microwave mentality. If this is not going to work right off the bat, this is a bum. Get them out of here. Because I was already seeing that. That's why I try to stay off social media when it comes to United stuff. Because when Amarin was alluding to his points about we're going to suffer, people on social media were like, we don't want our coach to be talking like this. Why would our coach talk like this? Why did we get him? I was like, yo, chill. He's giving us a reality check of what we're going to go through. He's not a miracle worker. I don't think anyone is with this roster that we have, that we all agree we need to step up in our players and our player personnel.
Well said. So let's go with score predictions, and I want y'all to do some other things added to that. Who's going to play your number 9?
Okay.
And give me a midfield with score predictions. That's all I want. A midfield, your double pivot, and your striker, and your score prediction. That's tough. I'm going to go with Mikey first since he's the Oracle.
I actually want to hear what Logan has to say.
Yeah, Logan. I'm sorry, Logan.
He's the resident baller. He's the resident baller. I want to hear what he has
to say. Yeah, he played at a top school.
I think we're going to win 3-1 today.
Oh, boy.
I think it's going to be – we're going to start out so fast, and we're probably not going to score. It's just going to be a slog for a while. Then we'll get it together. I think they're going to score 1. 9, I think Hoyland gets the start. I thought he played decent when he came on. He's making the runs that Amarin wants him to make. Those diagonals. Bruno is finding him. Center mids. It's got to be a good Ugarte starts.
Forever, from now on.
Man, I can see him starting almost Mount with him.
And the center mid.
To try it. Yeah.
That's interesting. Okay.
I don't know if I'd like it, but I could see him trying it just to see how Mount does there.
I just don't like Mount defensively.
Maybe Ugarte Casemiro starts it. You never know.
Until we find out what's going on with Copsters. So you go 3-1 and you got Ugarte and Mount. You sticking with that?
No, I'm going Ugarte Casemiro. And I bet they start.
And Rasmus. Okay, Jeremy.
I got it 2-0 United. And my number 9 is Erasmus, starting the big boy up front. Does he get service? Yet to see. Does he score? I'm not sure, but 2-0.
All right. And your midfield?
My midfield, I got it the same like Logan. I got my midfield of Casemiro and Ugarte.
I like that.
That's my midfield.
Cheesy brother. How long you been married again?
13 years. 13, wicked 13 to Ross lovely Club. Years.
Shout out to Miss Cheese, man.
Yeah,
shout
for real. How? Yeah. How?
13.
How? Yeah, how? Shout out to Miss Cheese.
How? How does she do it? Yeah. Big girl, for real. He's going Ugarte, Casemiro. Mm-hmm. Ugarte, Casemiro, Bruno in front of them, Garnacho, Ahmad. I'm also going Rasmus as the 9.
Okay. Oh, nice. So who do you got as your 2 10s?
Wait. He said Garnacho and Ahmad.
Bruno and...
Wait. I have Casemiro and Ugarte as the double pivot. Double
pivot. Right.
Oh, are we playing 2 10s? I was going. So then Bruno Garnacho as my 2 10s.
All right.
Oh.
Bruno Garnacho.
Okay.
So Rashford's on the bench.
Yeah.
And Ahmad's on the bench.
Yeah.
Okay. Saving up for Everton?
Yep. Yep.
Okay. The Oracle. Rude boy.
Not me. But I say 2-1. Bodø/Glimt gets one at some point in the game. Maybe they started off with one, and then we play and get two back, or they get one at the end. But we score 2 goals and beat them. Midfield, I'm loving, like Logan said, Casemiro, Duarte. And then I'm starting Ahmad. I'm starting Rasmus. I like Ahmad. I like Rasmus. I like Bruno. I like... That's yeah. Everybody else, I'm up in the air about, bro. I know Mazraoui has to play.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, as far as that 10 position, I'm not sure, bro.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Not sure. And I'm not sure about Rasmus either. I'm gonna be real, bro. Xerxes a bum.
Damn.
I feel him.
It's crazy because I was such a fan. I was so geeked out the first game I saw him. I was like, dude,
I want him to do well.
Dude is big.
I think he is a bum. I think he's way too thick to be playing football with no pace. I think he holds the ball up really good. I will say he holds it up well, and he could distribute, but it takes, like I said, he's a rhythm guy. He has to be in the game 20, 30 minutes for him to get and grow into the game. And like, sometimes you don't have that. You don't have the luxury to grow into every game. Logan, you can attest to this sometimes. You get in the game, and we need you now. We need you from the minute you touch and you sub in. And, like, you can't warm up to every game.
Look at Cavani. He'd come in the 70th and immediately be all over it.
Instant.
That's no warm up. Like,
great point.
Instant. We need guys.
We've had enough games with Xerxes playing to – I can safely say I don't think he's going to cut it.
No.
At all.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough.
Yeah, sometimes it looks like Mikey was saying, we lose the ball and you don't see him track back, or you just see him like what
he just, doesn't have quick twitch.
He doesn't have the quick twitch, or it's like his face just looks like, damn, I gotta track back and go get that ball.
He's like Lurch. Mm-hmm. He's like Lurch, just big and oafy and just not getting there. And it's like, dog, we put you well, Ten Hag's idea was I wanted the target man there to get the ball or like give us some more height on corners and stuff like that. And like, granted, it works, but like we're a team that doesn't give service to guys in the box. So like when you take that away, what is Xerxes good for? And he's just slowing our team down.
Well, Amron made the point of saying that
you better score goals.
Right.
Amron made the point of saying I had you in as a number 9 and you're not getting in the box. So that when the coach is saying you're not doing it, something's not right. I'm going
to
go
I want him to succeed. I want him to succeed.
We all want a lot of players to succeed, but it's like, listen, bro.
I just don't think he got it.
You don't got it. You might have to go back to Bologna and get it going or something. Because
you got
to
go to like an Italian or a La Liga type of thing.
He's not Premier League level because he doesn't. Yeah. What we want him to do, he doesn't have the mind state to get to the box. It's on him.
Well, like we guys said, he doesn't have the pace to do that and just that IQ. Logan, I just want to ask you one thing since we got a resident baller over here. Who do you see being wingbacks that can succeed in Ramirez's system?
We definitely have to have a left-footed left wingback. Because the way he plays them, he just pushes them out so wide, and it just slows us down so much if they have to come in and cut on the right. I mean, if Shaw could stay healthy, but once again, we've been saying that for how many years now? Four or five?
Yeah. Shaw scares me. I don't know. It's just... And it's not his fault. His injury was so traumatic, and it was such a major injury. I think he's done what he can do with his body.
I would love to see he got hurt too, our young guy. Was it Amas that played left back?
Yeah.
I think I'd love to see him once he gets healthy to get back in there.
Well,
maybe that play him at left wing back a little bit.
I'm going to –
right back, Dallow. I think we got a couple more years out of him playing a wing back. I think he can be good at it.
I think he's got the football ability to do a lot, and I think he's got to adapt to the system. He'll be fine. I think that's the guy that's going to be – he'll flourish in the system. I'm going to go with Ugarte, Casemiro midfield like everybody else. Rasmus, I think we need to get him going, put him at the nine. And I do like the Bruno-Ahmad pairing as the dual tens. I actually think Garnacho would be better at a left wing. Here we go. People are going to kill me because he's rapid. He'll go up and down and do the thing. And he's just not – he can't be the 10. He doesn't make good decisions. And he's not ready. If he's got to be that position, he's not ready. He's about 2 years away. But anyway, I'm going to go with 2-0 United, of course. Let me get these last comments in. Bandito said that Paul Smith Puffer with the fresh white trainers. Yeah, our coach got style. He got flavor. He got drip. And Bandito said, Bandito Matato. The play. I know who that player is. He's an academy player. But anyway.
All right.
Mikey, do you keep track of the scores? Because I want to be called Oracle. No, we only do that for Premier
League.
Yeah,
I'll get the scores again.
This has been a good chat. Everybody loved it. There's another one of those Casual Red Show. I want to thank Mikey, Logan, Cheesy.
Congratulations to Cheesy.
Germ, Cheese, congratulations on your 13 years. And Bandita for tuning in. I'm Case. This has been another one of those shows. I'll be at the pub Thursday at Thanksgiving because nobody loves me. Up the fucking Reds, everybody. And happy thanks to all y'all. All y'all, please. One love.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.